Hello, good morning, good evening, and welcome. I'm your podcaster, Twinkle. Thanks for joining me. You're here to delve into my series called Dear Who? Dear Who is a podcast series to talk about some topics of bother and hilarity. Today's topic of Dear Who is entitled Dear Men on Online Dating Sites. Today we're going to start with episode 1 of 3, and today's topics are lying and fetishes. If you offend easily, perhaps the time for turning off is now. But if not, buckle in and off we go. Online dating. It's a thing. Apparently 2 in 5 relationships begin online these days. Almost all my friends who are in relationships met online. Some are married, some are long-term dating, others engaged. But that, of course, does not paint a picture for the rest of us that keep bumping into the scum in the pond. Whether you've tried one app or many, whether it was Tinder, Plenty of Fish, eHarmony, RSVP, and on and on and on the lists go, you'll start to see trends in behaviours and a quality or lack thereof when it comes to the available specimens. The number one problem on online dating is both men and women lie in real life. But the amount of it just seems to be so much more on online than anywhere else. So here's a great example of what men have lied to me about. I'm 5'7", so I'm not exactly short for a girl, and apparently a lot of men lie about their height. So, men who are lying about their height, there is an irony that short men like telling tall tales. So when your profile says you're 6'4", and you rock up on a date with me, and you're actually 5'4", and I could use your head as a side table for my drink. Look, even if your head holds my drink well, I'm not going to be surprised or impressed or amused. Men, don't lie about your height. Lying about your height is not like taking magical beans. It won't actually make you taller, and we will notice. There's a really good joke I heard the other day, and I thought it would fit in really well here. So, why are girls that say they're 5'10 so much taller than men that say they're 5'10? Because girls don't lie. So, age. I mainly come across younger men lying to me about their age, as I'm not interested in younger men. Here's the thing. I'm not looking to be anyone's mother, nanny, or to fill your fantasies of sleeping with an older woman. When you use words like sup, triggered, or YOLO, I know you're at least 5 to 10 years younger than me, and it shows immediately, which means you're caught out. The last guy who tried to lie to me about his age was 17. I'm old enough to be his mother. Disgusting. Stop it. Another thing men seem to be lying about quite often is having or wanting children. Now, I personally don't want children biologically, by adopting them, or by being obligated because you have them, so I have to have them too. So I always aim to match with people who don't have children and don't want them, because it seems best to sort of, you know, match with someone with the same beliefs and wants that I have, so we don't have to argue about it later in the future. Lying about having children. So this can be done a few ways. Either you leave it off your profile entirely, you don't answer when someone asks you about it, or you blatantly lie about wanting or having them, and it happens all too often. The thing is, this only ends in being blocked or friend zoned, which apparently you fear above all else. So stop your shit, tell the truth, save yourself from some tears and tantrums and the dreaded friend zone. I could write a book on the lies I've gotten told from men online, but instead I'm just going to end on this one story. This guy I talked to online about 4 years ago, when I'd just become single, he was boring, but, you know, nothing too bad. I simply just wasn't interested, so I stopped communicating. The next day I got a text saying, hello, with a question mark. I ignored it and received a further hello question mark messages, about 5 of them by the end of that day. I continued to ignore. The next day I received a message saying, I'm guessing you were busy yesterday. I hope we can check tonight. Have a good day. I ignored that too. I hoped by now he would have gotten the picture that I didn't want to message him back. The following day, well, that's when the insults were hurled, and here's some examples of what that lovely man had to say. You're fat, no one wants you. You're ugly, I hate you. I wouldn't want kids with you anyway. Then after all of his rants, and this was only a few, I blocked him. The block button. Ah, the block button. So I named him Bob. Bob the bodyguard for the online world. And he does such a lovely job. Thank you, Bob. Over this time I've been single, this guy has actually popped up a few more times, each time with a new account. And as soon as I see his photo, I block him right away. Well, here we are. This is now 4 years later. And last week he popped up yet again. And this time I decided instead of being nice or saying we've spoken before and I don't want to speak to you or blocking him, I decided this time I would poke the bear. We talked, everything was fine, until he asked me what I was looking for, and I answered, an honest man. He replied with, are you implying something? I said, no, it's just honesty means the utmost important thing to me in any friendship or relationship, so that's what I'm looking for. He speedily replied, oh, I hate liars, I don't lie. I said, well, that's nice to know, and casually talked on and off for about half an hour. A notification popped up on my app while I was talking to him from a profile that was him from a different profile. So I asked him, do you have another profile? And he answered, of course not. So I said, well, perhaps someone's stolen your identity, because I'm just going to send you this. It's a photo of your profile and it seems to be you. All of a sudden, I get a message from his other profile he'd accidentally checked me out on. And so I decided I'd open it up and have a look. He was listed as 10 years younger, having a different height, again, and a different career. And the message he sent me from that lovely account was, you're old and your eggs are rotten. I wouldn't want to have fat, ugly, weird children with you. So I messaged his original account back and said, so your other account is really offensive and a liar. Congratulations for that. Congratulations for being part of the scum in the pond here. He then tried to defend why he is allowed to lie about his age to get a younger woman to have children with. So, well, I suggested he go to a sperm bank. He was incredibly offended. And he said that's not what he is wanting, and he's above all that, and he's looking for a partner. Well, I said, it's been 4 years. No one's interested in you. That's why you're still here. So maybe you could become, you know, a part of someone's child rather than looking for someone to have a child with. Just letting you know on that note, I've actually reported you with your photos and both profiles to this app, letting them know that not only have you been abusing people and abusing the app, but that you really shouldn't be allowed an account on here. Have a good day, John. I immediately blocked him and reported all of that to the app administration. And since then, that was about 4 weeks ago, I actually haven't heard from him since, which is amazing. So fingers crossed that's actually happened. Now, I've got you warmed up, so we're going to dive in. We're diving in to fetishes. Now, brace yourself. Fetishes exist. People have them and enjoy them. But for me, I'm pretty much vanilla and I'm really happy the way I am. I'm also happy if you enjoy fetishes and that's something that you enjoy. But please don't push it upon me. 4 years ago, when I'd come out of a long-term relationship, I actually had never been single since I was 15, so I had no idea of the online dating world, really didn't have much experience in dating, and therefore was naive to a lot of things. And of course, this is when fetishes, well, they sort of broke me in as quickly as you could. One of the first conversations I had with someone was a gentleman who asked me, would I peg him? Now I'm going to leave some silence here so you can have a laugh if you know what that is. So I asked him, do you mean like pegging, like the game? And he was like, no. I was like, no, like pegging, the game. You know, the game where you're both given like clothes pegs and you have to peg it on the other person and try and get all of your pegs on the other person before they get it on you. It's like this like stupid icebreaker game that I had to play at uni. And he told me I was incredibly weird and that's not what he meant and I should educate myself. So I asked him, can you explain to me what pegging is? I don't know what it is. He said he didn't want to explain and not to worry about it. So I just didn't worry about the conversation and didn't talk to him. The next day he got back in contact with me again and said he was willing to explain it to me. At that point, I told him I'd actually researched it and can guarantee I am not interested in it. But I actually went on to give him a little bit of customer service. May I advise you don't do this in the future? But again, I was naive, I didn't know better. I told him, Tinder has a really large fetish community, so it might be worth trying your luck there. He said I was weird for suggesting that and blocked me. So, apparently, me being, you know, trying to be kind, provide a good customer service, it doesn't quite work in the online dating world. No worries. I learned. And since, when someone mentions they have a fetish and I want nothing to do with it, I walk away. Then there was Nappy Guy. I was stalked online for 2 years by this guy. Lawyer by day in a suit and tie and shits in his pants and dribbles by night. I mean, wow. Looking back, I think I missed an opportunity. That duality is so similar to Superman's. He asked me to be his mummy or nanny. I replied, I have absolutely no interest in that, but good luck on your journey. And I left it, thinking hopefully that was all he needed to leave me alone. The next day, he begged me to be his mummy nanny. I asked, please don't contact me again. But he did, so I blocked him. A few days later, he tried again through another account. I blocked and reported immediately. I actually then closed my account and didn't go back online for about 6 months because it absolutely threw me off. When I opened a new account later, he found me. I blocked him and reported him again. But in a period of a few days, he came up multiple times. And this happened for about 2 years. And I finally ended up saying to him, look, I'm not interested. I don't want to be this. Could you please just leave me alone? And he refused. So I blocked and deleted, and I sent a message to the app explaining that if this wasn't taken care of, I would have to go to the police because this had been going on and on for about 2 years. And it didn't matter how many times I blocked him or got rid of him, he would come back. All I know is in the last 2 years, I haven't heard from him, I haven't seen him, and he hasn't stalked me, which I am incredibly happy and proud for. Look, if you have fetishes and you enjoy those sorts of things, I really encourage you to do that. But one of the things you can do to respect others around you is don't force your fetishes onto someone who's not interested. One of the other fetishes that pisses me off an incredible amount in this day and age is the BBW, or the Big Beautiful Women. Here's the thing. I have an issue if you like my curves. I'm not going to have an issue if you like that. But if it's the only thing that you like about me, then we're not going to go very far because I'm more than what I am on the outside. If you talk about holding my fat or touching my thick or caressing my chunky, it's a fetish. That's not about me and about you wanting to know me as a person. You are wanting to touch me as a fetish. It's not cute. It's not cool. I am not now, nor ever have I been, a fetish for you. And most of those terms I just used above aren't complimentary. They're bullying. So stop it, and stop it right now. Stop fetishizing bigger women. We're human beings too. Look, again, I don't want to have a go at people who have fetishes. I want you to do you in your way. But please respect that not all of us do. This is the conclusion of episode 1 of 3 for Dear Who? Dear Men on Online Dating Sites. Feel free to tune in and come around for the next episode. Leave some comments, send me some topics, and I'll speak to you soon. See ya!